is ever relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
I heard how you were speaking now about how to bring contentment to the Creator. We learned that certainly this can be done only if we do this through the friends. Otherwise, you cannot address the Creator. The more we repeat this, first in hearing, then in speaking, and then it becomes in action. Where we come to such a state, we need to already be aimed to it automatically. And nevertheless, this is not a given that to turn to the Creator I can only through the friends. Because each time we have new reshimot. Each time a new vessel that is shattered is revealed in a higher up layer, in a higher layer, meaning those shatterings are being revealed from that shattering of Adam Rishon more and more. Therefore, each time a person feels as if he never did any spiritual work at all, or that he's in spirituality, that it's already passed, that he has no desire for it. It's written, and they shall be new in your eyes. Where each time it's new. That's why when I went to turn to the Creator, I need to remember each time, truly from nothing, from zero, that it's possible only through the friends. And we need to remind each other about this. One will help his friend. And this is being with a tendency towards the Creator, which moves specifically through the friends, where we stabilize our address to the Creator through them. As much as we arrange the group and feel that connection between us, and from the connection between us, where, which I am also causing as well, there we truly reveal Him between us. And each time, it's new again and new again, and that's how it is until the end of correction. Then too, as Kabbalists say, we have even greater concealment, and again we need to connect the ten, and then reveal the Creator in it again in order to adhere to Him. And that's how it is until, probably, until the work is already over and we come to a permanent state and something else opens up for us, nevertheless. So the problem is just that we have to constantly hold on to the general spirits in the society, such that if we fall from knowledge of it, from the feeling, from that tendency, which is correct through the group to turn, through the group to turn to the Creator, where each of us is for everyone and from everyone already together towards the Creator, so that we will be able to connect quickly and see our state arranged, organized correctly. I am really enjoying the way you're preparing the lesson, the way you prepare yourselves for the lesson. And may we have... Maybe again.
A person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their complaints. And still, he has some grip on spirituality.
At
that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe that as much as he can understand that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Likewise, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will. And by this itself, he is rewarded with greater nearing. Meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.
If we work in the right way already, then probably for us both ascents and descents are the same correct necessary stages that we need to go through, and we are not impressed greater by the ascents than we are from the descents, because we understand that both from the ascent and the descent we can bring forth advancement, and maybe even more from the descent than from the ascent. And we don't look at the time of the descent as something that we want to shorten and rise relative to the time of the ascent that we want to seemingly be in all the time. Rather, we want from every single state to do the maximal connection towards the group and maximal contentment to the Creator. And we don't measure it according to times, but rather only according to the extent in which we can bestow more to the group through the 10 and through the 10 to the Creator. And then we already measure the ascents and descents in accordance to that. Meaning, what's more important, what's less important? In every single state, we can see only that criteria. Where do I bestow more? Therefore, I don't feel that I'm in an ascent. I don't feel that I'm in a descent. I just feel whether in the current state that I'm in, no matter what it is, I'm doing the maximal contentment through the 10 to the Creator. Observing it in such a way aims us to a more superior point than where we are. Therefore, altogether, the mechanism of ascents and descents, no matter what, more connections, less connections, the main thing is contentment. According to that, we examine what to pay attention to, what to strengthen more, and how to relate to every single state. Is that clear? Please. Okay, that's as usual.
Как здесь вот найти эту связь между падением, в котором ты находишься в отрыве, и наслаждением?
How do we find the connection between the drop you're in when you're disconnected and bringing contentment to the Creator? Say, I want to give to the Creator more and more. How do we grip this connection?
Whether I'm in an ascent or a descent, does that influence me? My intention is to bring maximal contentment to the Creator and to the group. I need to see myself such that the ascents and the descents do not influence this tendency in me and my intention, and therefore I am truly in the same force and the same inclination and the same desire towards the group and the Creator, both in the ascents and in the descents, because the ascents and descents for me are in my feelings. And the intention to bring contentment to the Creator and to the group is not in my internal feeling, but in my intention. Meaning, I feel in ascents and descents inside my desire. And the intention to bring contentment is seemingly in Or Chozer, in reflecting light. So I really need to pay attention to this. So let's put it this way, that if again, a mother that is taking care of her baby, she's not thinking what state she's in, as long as she can maximally do good for the baby. That's the only thing she's thinking about. And it's not important for her whether it'll be more convenient for her or not, for her or not. Will she feel better or worse? The only criteria, the main criteria, is how much she can serve him. That's why we are that way too. And it turns out that by this we rise above our individual feeling, which is always in our will to receive. And we rise to an intention in order to bestow. And we live inside the intention. Then it turns out that we're already connected to the desire in order to bestow, that we live in it, that that's the essence. And to be in a sense or descent in all kinds of states is not important to us. Because we ourselves can already say, it's best for me to be in an ascent or a descent, and it's not important at all what state. Meaning that the maximum I want is bestowal. To rejoice the Creator. That's called to bring contentment. And my states need to be in accordance to that. As much as I can maximally bestow. And these states I'm already not examining according to whether it's good for me or bad for me. I simply don't feel good or bad in them anymore. I just feel in them how much I can bestow from them, what benefit from them. That's what I do the calculations over. That's the difference between doing a calculation in reason, in the will to receive, or in a restriction and the masach, a screen and reflecting light, which is called above reason, faith above reason.
It's clear that I rise above my feeling and my reason, but how do I check if I'm working effectively with my intention? Is there a way to check it? Did I work correctly with the intention?
When my intention to bring contentment through the ten to the Creator is, where I build the ten, wants to present it to the Creator so that he will enjoy them. And I am like the one who organized this, in this case, arranging for them to be for the Creator. When I kind of serve him, the ten, this way, by that I examine how correctly I am aimed to.
What does it mean that I present the ten to him effectively?
That you're in this and continue more and more to connect between the friends and to aim them more correctly to the Creator until the Creator will be revealed as he will truly be in contentment from them. The result needs to be that the Creator will be revealed in a state of bestowing to the ten. What does he bestow to the ten? In them, it is revealed as enjoying them, that he's leading them, that he's connecting them. That's the response.
Buongiorno. Per dare contentezza al Boré, le discese personali sono uno stato migliore per
fare. To give contentment to the Creator, the personal descents, are they better states to do that?
Yes and no. Actually, later this, in our work, we don't have so much of a difference between ascents and descents. I receive every single change as work. And I prepare myself through the society to be ready for every single state, both in an ascent and a descent. And in truth, the descent is more beneficial than the ascent. That's how it is, at least for the beginners. Also later, when you want to kill one another, when you can't tolerate one another, that too, the Creator arranges for all of these states from the general shattering of the soul.
Thank you, Rav. Question from a friend. Do we bring contentment to Creator with our personal effort, or we give him contentment through actions in ten?
The Creator doesn't receive a personal feeling and a personal intention and a personal state of a person, because each of us is just a part of a kli. And the Creator is the upper light which operates upon the ten sefirot as he established them. And then any change that happens between them towards the right connection is what he feels. All the rest he doesn't respond to.
Rav, buongiorno. Rav, come la fede al di sopra della ragione può diventare il bastone?
How can faith above reason be the stick that I can support myself on in a state of a great descent?
You should try to attribute your state to the state of the ten. And then you will see in what way is it worthwhile for you to respond towards the Creator.
Если я не доспал, я злой, агрессивный, даже опасный.
If I didn't sleep enough, I'm nervous, aggressive, even dangerous.
Мой недосып вызывает падение.
Then I awaken a fall in me and in the ten. So is the lack of sleep what causes the descent, or maybe the descent causes me to be engaged in corporeality and then I can't sleep? What's the reason for the descent, and is this what we're talking about?
The reason for the descent, for the fall, for not good participation in the ten, is spiritual. The way it clothes a person for him to have problems at work or in his family, he can't sleep, he had problems with his health, that is already all external clothing, physical clothing of this world. You don't need to be paying attention to that. But rather, behind every single thing, the Creator exists, and he shows what way a person will have problems, and in accordance, a person needs to see that this nevertheless comes from the Creator, and he arranged for him this descent. The form of the descent is not too important to him. It's best to overcome it and attribute himself to the ten. All these states from someone bothering him to sleep, or he himself is sick, or God forbid something happened with his family, all those things are arranged according to the disturbances that need to be brought to a person so that he will be able to overcome and incorporate in the society. That's how it is.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вы сказали, что...
Hello, Rav. You said that the most important is to keep the intention, whether we are in a descent or ascent. How do you do it in a descent? Is the main, if the main condition is to the group, then it's already an ascent.
We need to constantly check ourselves against the ten. If I fall from the ten, that's already a descent, a fall. If I connect even in not such good states, but I'm already in some kind of belonging to spirituality, then to be in the ten or to be disconnected from it is the boundary between spirituality and corporeality. And then more than that depends on the quality of.
Раф, вот иногда кажется, что самый быстрый путь к вере в
сознание. Sometimes it seems like the quickest way to faith above reason is if we appreciate the fact that today I was allowed to be with the friends in the morning lesson to simply build the feeling of it, the value of it. But you can hold on to that feeling so rarely. Are we even able to build this feeling? Because it hides all the disturbances.
First of all, shutting down all the disturbances is not the goal. It might be that you're doing this because it bothers you, and I actually don't look at what bothers. That will later come to you. For the time being, you are still a beginner, let's say. And when you start keeping these disturbances inside, because without the disturbances, you can't adhere to the group or the creator. We need to feel that the disturbances are a necessary part, the most important part for us to reveal a tendency for the creator, a tendency for connection and the group. Because upon what will I feel that I'm yearning for connection? Only upon the disturbances. When I go against the wind, against the desire, when something bothers me, when I want to reach something and I can't, from that I do actions and put forth my efforts and show how much I do want to be connected to others. Therefore, disturbances are a inseparable part, and they remain. The coarseness does not get refined. This all comes only from the tendency for connection. Hence, the aviut, the desires, disturbances, those things that bother us in the connection with the Creator. Moreover, we need to also protect those. That will later be as the left line, and against it there will be a right line and a connection with the Creator in the middle line. Meaning that without disturbances, it's impossible. That's why does the Creator say, I've created the evil inclination? Because without the evil inclination, we wouldn't feel how we yearn for Him, come closer to Him, do something for Him. How can I? When I want to grip on to the society, to grab the Creator and not let go. So how do I do that if not through disturbances? We need to respect them just to know how to relate to them in a correct and creative way. Because all of creation is made of two forces, and only the right form and the right usage of both of them will bring us to the attainment of the goal. Therefore, even if I yearn for the Creator and for friends and they want more, I need to know that this yearning needs to be above, not in contradiction, but rather above all my disturbances, where the disturbances need to be there and need to be, help me to move forward. And if I subjugate myself towards the disturbances, I am not yet worthy of spirituality. Faith can only be above reason. And if there's no reason, there will be no faith.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
Привет.
Материал жизни.
Hello, Raf.
Я ощущаю падение, но в духовной работе подем. Что значит это?
In corporate reality, I can feel a descent. And in spirituality, an ascent. What does that mean?
A descent in spiritual work, a true one, is considered that I don't know how to use the disturbances correctly. If I know how to use them correctly, where I overcome them and through, together with the disturbances, I go to a greater connection, that's called an ascent. Where I can't use, I don't want, I'm not capable of using disturbances in order to ascend. That's called a descent, where you were given the work and you cannot carry it out. That's a descent. You fall. You were given the work and you can overcome and arrange yourself such that you will nevertheless be connected to the group and the Creator. That's an ascent. PT 32.
Rav, you said before that we have to speak to each other directly to the heart, that we shouldn't speak directly to each other's heart because we don't have a masach, a screen yet. We can harm each other. Can you tell us how we should speak to one another?
We need to only talk about the positive things in the group. Only about our yearning for the Creator, yearning for the Creator, for the group, for the friends. The yearning of the friends, what Rabash says to do. And this is not just for beginners that you need to read one time these articles about the society and it's enough for us. No. This is all throughout the path. Because each time we start anew, and I am new, and the group is new, and it's as if I didn't do anything yesterday, because the Rishimot are being renewed each time. New ones are coming. And I need to do this work again and again. But when I do this work with the new Rishimot, then I raise myself to a higher state.
Queens.
Правильно ли думать, что невозможно выйти из состояния падения без веры в высшие знания?
Is it correct to think that you can't come out of the descent without faith above reason?
Right, you can't come out of a descent unless it is through faith above reason. Where we join ourselves to the force of Bina, which raises us above the force of Malchut.
Доброе утро, Рав. Иногда Творец дает такое состояние, как будто земля под ногами исчезает.
Good morning, Rav. Sometimes the Creator brings you such a state as if the ground beneath you disappears.
Of course. Very nice.
What's the role of this? What's the purpose of this state?
That's called that he's hanging the land on a breaking. What do we have to do? You need to pray to the Creator through the friends. That's an answer to every single state we have.
Queens 2.
Доброго времени суток, дорогие друзья, дорогой Раф. Вот с продвижением вперед.
Good evening, dear friends, dear Raf. With our moving forward in attainment, the contrast between the descent and the ascent grows as well. If that contrast disappears, does the taste of the work disappear as well?
Well, maybe yes, maybe not.
Twenty-six from Wabash, article, The Meaning of Exile. When he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to this work. Afterward, when he was permitted to see that there is the matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah commandment induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs from the exile. How does he run from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he do? He commits suicide, meaning leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs from the exile and commits suicide. This is as it is written, the ways of the Lord are straight. The righteous will walk in them, and the transgressors will fail in them. However, he should go above reason. A descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith. Rather, now he must do more work, and the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work.
It turns out that through faith, meaning through the force of bestowal that we're attaining now, by this we open an even greater will to receive that we didn't feel beforehand. And this is how we work with two forces. One helps the other. To the extent in which the force of bestowal is greater than the force of reception is revealed more. The more the force of reception is revealed, we need to try and rise above it. Then in that we again discover a greater force of reception. Like this, left, right, we advance. That is, we advance both in the left and in the right, like on 2 feet. Like this. And one advances the other. That's how we go, and that's why you shouldn't disregard the left, and of course not the right, but give the same degree of importance to the left and the right. And in truth, the left is more, because the Creator on purpose created the will to receive in order to bring us independence, existence, and only an ability to adhere just to Him. That's why it's called the evil inclination. It's called the help against Him, the help against the Creator, but it helps us to reach.
Rav, how
do we aim correctly in the work through the changing states?
Constantly, through the group to the Creator. That's it. If you want to decide on the goal, you need those 2 points. My will to receive, that will be aimed through the group and to the Creator. The goal is the Creator, yes? And where I look is through the group, and I look with my eye. Those 3 points need to be together, lined up as one. The eye, the group, and the Creator. And then I am certain that it works correctly.
Shalom, Rav. Si yo me siento en el...
Hello, Rav. If I feel easily, how I can reconstruct the faith together with it, work in the ten.
Ani kol hazman rotze leitbatel.
I want to constantly nullify before the friends, like Rabash writes, to be a zero towards them. And the more I annul before them, I invite the reforming light which influences me and brings me this feeling that the force of bestowal is greater than the force of reception, because this way I also make an effort towards the group, and then the Creator brings me in accordance with that also the reforming light, as the force of bestowal is greater than the force of reception, because the reception is awakened by the Creator and the bestowal is awakened by the Creator. If I awaken more of bestowal upon the reception in the group, I, relative to the others, to the friends, then by that I obligate the Creator. I obligate Him to influence me that way. And it turns out that my efforts towards the friends comes up here, which is an effort that is maybe not quite in the desire or the understanding, but I'm trying to do this. And when I do it, I invite from the Creator that action, which is called, my sons have triumphed over me, where I built the will to receive, and I obligate them to give me the desire to bestow, and from that I receive the desire to bestow from the Creator, and that is already a spiritual feeling that I'm in. Well, that's as much as I can express it now with words, but that's how it works. Okay? PT 20.
To what extent is it important to add in activities that are visible as opposed to things we do inside?
Both are important, and Rabash writes about that as well. We need to also show everyone in our actions that are apparent to the eye, how we care for the friends, that we care for the society, that we yearn for the time being. This is what we need to do. Later, when we will be bigger, we will seemingly disregard this, because we don't want to come to the Creator as they're disregarding the friends. This is under the condition that our heart will be burning both towards the friends and the Creator, at which point we will act differently. Why? To give room as a workplace for the friends to be able to join overcoming what they see in their eyes as we disregard things, and then they will say they have eyes and don't see. Our eyes don't see that the friends are yearning for connection and to the Creator. Only we don't see this in corporeality. Meaning there will be opposite work here, but that's not for us now. That's after we come to spirituality and the degree of Bina. So when we start raising Malchut to Bina, we will have that work.
Good morning, Rav. World Kli. From the excerpt, it says he ran away to corporeality instead of asking. Did he have a choice? Why did he choose this? Rav, we have to be careful not to run to any corporeal work without an intention, because it is precisely the intention over every corporeal act that we do. This is what creates the spiritual result. It builds the spiritual result. Therefore, let's say I make a meal for the friends. I set up the table. or I prepare them for some virtual conference or something. I have to constantly, and mainly I have to constantly think, why am I doing this? What am I doing? What do I want it to give to each one and to everyone together? The important is you have to constantly chew on the intention more and more and more. And also in your heart, you need to feel that you're in this. And external actions, we will see that they gradually disappear. The Creator brings our corporeal world toward a state where it is disappearing. It is entering spirituality more and more. It will happen both in our corporeal, physical work, in families, children, among us, in the connection between us. Everything is gradually, we don't feel it yet, but it's gradually dissolving, like in technology. Previously, there were huge machines and whatnot. Today, I remember my first computer was this box with several other boxes on the floor. The screen was this bulky thing. There was this tube inside, you know, the regular tube, and it illuminated, and you would look at the tube all the time, the lamp, through the screen. Your eyes would hurt. Look what is happening today. What about the phones? I remember phones where you still had to turn the dynamo so they would have electricity, and then you would call. And so on and so forth. And so it's all becoming more subtle, more invisible, kind of. We are not in material. Even in corporeality, we are still in spirituality. But it's spirituality that is gradually, it's corporeality that is gradually ascending in degrees. So what we feel less and less the matter, the substance. And therefore, in this way, in our work too, it goes the same way in the connections between us. Okay. Only PT4 hasn't asked. Yes.
Hello, Rav. He writes here that the faith that precedes it is considered a descent. When we connect to the 10 and attain the quality of bestowal, what does it mean that this state becomes the preceding faith and a descent?
That what we attained in the previous state, which was a state of connection and love and bestowal and devotion between us, now it is becoming a descent. You could say, no, but at that time we had a connection of love and connection between us. Why did it suddenly become a feeling of descent and remoteness and rejection? It's not the same thing. We still don't see how these states of connection and disconnection, ascent and descent, are relative, meaning that the love I had yesterday has become rejection, remoteness today. I can't explain it. It's too... It is two sides of the same coin. We'll get back to it later when we switch to work in lines.
Meticulous with the righteous.
This excerpt is stronger, nicer, more effective, more powerful. Try to get into it. Yes.
The blow that one receives from the Creator, meaning when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself he heals him. Because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself, he can be healed. For otherwise, he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that the blows of the Creator, he heals. In other words, this is the healing, that he gives him room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree, and a righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, meaning that he takes from him the pleasure of the work. And there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it, that is, if a person says he wants to work without any reward or vitality or pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree, for now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest.
Again, Moshe.
Again, the blow that one receives from the Creator when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself, he heals him. Because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason.
In other words, if I feel no flavor in the work, if I even feel bad, it is the condition that the Creator does, a situation that the Creator creates for me, so that above it I will work in bestowal and connection. Because if I feel good, that I understand, that I'm connected, that I feel, I will not be able to yearn out of it for bestowal. I can yearn for bestowal truly only when I feel bad, both in my mind and in my heart. Yes?
It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself, he can be healed.
He can begin to work in faith above reason, because the blow awakens him, wakes him up and directs him.
Otherwise, he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that by the blows of the Creator, he heals. In other words, this is the healing, that he gives him room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree, and the righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, taking from him the pleasure of the work, and there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it. That is, if a person says he wants to work without any reward of vitality and pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree, for now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest.
please.
What does mean ill at this text?
He says, if you're sick, it's a person who feels that he has hardening of the heart or burdening of the heart. This is called sickness. And the Creator sends him this sickness, and the Creator himself heals him from the will to receive, from this illness. And therefore, in the will to receive that the Creator himself reveals, by that he wants to heal the person. Just like we, when some illness is revealed, it's not like now I got sick. I was sick before, except now it manifested, the illness, and that allows me to cure it. French.
Usually in our life, when you're a father, you have children, and there are children that you have to punish. They don't understand. There's good children, bad children. And they say that the Creator sends us descents and to overcome. And so I'm asking myself, does the Creator like bad children? Does he want to bring them closer more than good children?
Yes. The Creator loves bad kids who want to be good kids. Yes. It is called those who repent. The Creator wants people who want to come closer to Him, who feel far from the Creator because their ego controls them, and they want to correct the ego, and by that come closer to the Creator. Those are the people He loves. The Creator loves the wicked. The wicked are those who feel that they are wicked themselves.
And in life, it takes a long time to realize that the parents wanted good for their children. When will we in spirituality, what will make it so that we will be big, meaning?
Talk about it in the group. Talk about it among yourselves, and you'll see how it brings you closer to the right thoughts, to prayer, and to the purpose. German 4.
The Creator heals by the blows, so why do we call it still blow? Why haven't we invented a new word for this? Wouldn't that change the perception of reality?
Well, because that's how we feel it in our will to receive. The will to receive that's still not corrected in that specific desire where it feels the blows. It feels it as a blow. Yeah, that's why it says that by the Creator revealing the will to receive that's uncorrected, we feel it as a blow. That's why it says where the Creator strikes. By that He heals, because He's revealing the illness to you and gives you a chance to heal it. Okay?
A blow is also considered when it's a blow, where it's a desire to disconnect.
I can't hear what they're saying very well. What's happening today? Repeat it, please.
A blow, is it also a desire to disconnect?
To disconnect?
Yes.
Well, yeah. All the desires that go against Dvikut, adhesion and connection, these are the blows. PT24.
We learned that we have two paths to turn to the Creator with. One is when we receive blows, and the other path is I awaken the dawn, where things are good for me, and I'm even in a sense, where's the work that is more qualitative and more beneficial for Achishena, for in haste?
Connection. Only connection.
But
connection with the group and with the Creator. When we unite into a circle together and pull Him to the center of the circle, we should really picture it this way.
So the prayer is from the Ten in connection all the time, that's clear. But in the states of ascents or descents, does that change something or?
No, Moti. It doesn't change. It doesn't make a difference. We have to be in this all the time. And the ascents and descents should come to us all the time in addition to this, to organize.
But in the sense, why am I saying the ascent, it's more qualitative? That's why I'm asking you. Because when we receive blows and turn to the Creator, only when we get blows, it reminds me like a woman that marries a rich person and goes with him for his money. It's like we're going to the Creator because of the blows. How does it happen when we're, in a sense, turning to the Creator?
If you unite among you, your plea to the Creator is already correct. I'm telling you, try to do the right connection between you, and you'll see that turning to the Creator always stems from the right connection between you, and then the plea is correct as well. The important thing is the plea that you build between you, as Rabash writes, and then your plea by itself is correct. We can't do anything directly to the Creator. We don't feel Him. We don't understand Him. What is the Creator? Come and see. It's the sum total of our inclinations, of the connections between us. This is what yields for us the form of the Creator. We build Him through our forces that are connected in the right circle. The result will be the Creator. When we cancel each of our egos, we don't cancel them, we want to join them all together, connect them. And the power of connection that we receive from above and the power of the ego we receive from below, all of these forces we want to connect them together to one point, which is called as one man with one heart. And by that, we build the form of the Creator, the image of the Creator, the place for the revelation of the Creator between us. And the sum total of our efforts yields for us that concept called Creator. We do it. It doesn't exist before that. Only through our efforts do we fashion it between us.
Beseder, Latin 2.
Okay, Latin 2.
Buen día, Rav. La pregunta de la decena.
Good day, Rav. A question from the 10 is, what is the role of the 10 in accordance to what is written, that the Creator makes a decree and the righteous cancels it?
Yes, the Creator adds will to receive so as to seemingly fail us, and we cancel it. We turn the will to receive with the intention to bestow into a degree of ascent. It's as if He wants to bring us down to a degree, to a lower degree, when He gives us the will to receive, and we turn it into the aim to bestow, and then we rise to a degree that is higher. That's how we work. Until we begin to discover that it's precisely in this way that we become partners. The will to receive, the Creator reveals it. He does it by Himself. There are degrees where we ask Him to reveal our even bigger will to receive. And then I awaken the dawn. And then we ask the Creator to give us the strength to scrutinize, to connect, and the work in connection between us to reveal the degree on an even higher